Gary Studs, the first openly gay person to serve in the U.S. Congress, died suddenly this morning at the age of 69. The 12-term former Democratic congressman represented southeastern Massachusetts. Most of his district depends on the ocean for its economy, and Studs was known as a champion of both fishermen and the environment. He also advocated a stronger federal response in the early days of the AIDS crisis, and later he quietly urged President Clinton to lift the ban on gays serving in the military. Mr. Studd's name has been back in the news since revelations that former Florida Congressman Mark Foley exchanged sexually explicit instant messages with a former male page. In 1983, Studds became the first representative ever to be censured by the House for sexual misconduct after an ex-page revealed that he and Studds had had an affair when the page was just 17. But while Foley resigned immediately, Studds acknowledged his homosexuality and took his case to the voters. In a debate before the 1984 primary, Studds was challenged by his Democratic opponent and received the support of his constituents.
I simply would like you to explain to these people tonight, as you have refused to do for a year, why your relationship with a teenage page would be any different than a sexual relationship between a teacher and a student.
Mr. Studs, you have 30 seconds to reply.
That's the easiest question I've ever been asked. There wasn't anything right about it. It was a damn stupid and inappropriate thing to do, and I never said anything else.
Studs went on to win that election and five more. He retired in 1997. Studs and his longtime partner, Dean Hara, were among the first gay couples to wed in Massachusetts. According to Hara, the former congressman collapsed on a walk last week. Doctors diagnosed a blood clot in his lung. Studs died today in Boston.